Interface is an interactive model that provides a real-time representation of key Living Labs across Europe, each playing a vital role in shaping the future of inland waterway transport. As you can see on the map, we have four Living Labs strategically located to optimize navigability, sustainability, and innovation in their respective regions. Let's dive into the specifics by selecting Living Lab 2, the Smart Duro Inland Waterway Management System. This Living Lab set on Portugal showcases a cutting-edge model for managing inland waterways efficiently, particularly along the Douro River. On the right side of the screen, you'll see various options that allow you to manage the map's visual elements. These icons represent different infrastructures such as terminals, fairways, fairway nodes, hydrometeo sensors, and others, all of which play crucial roles in managing the Douro waterway. With a simple click, you can make each infrastructure appear or disappear on the map, allowing you to customize the view based on the data you're interested in. Let's focus on the hydrometeo sensors. By selecting this option, the sensors will appear on the map, providing real-time data on the water conditions. When you hover over a specific sensor, two tooltips appear. The first one shows the current, as well as the lower and upper threshold water level, and the second provides measurements from the last 2 hours, helping us track changes and predict potential risks. Let's move our attention to the left side of the screen. Here we have a set of views that provide deeper insights into the waterway system. Starting from the top, we have the Route Planner view, which allows to manage navigation routes using simulations. Next is the Fairway Navigability view, which checks if a specific vessel can pass through the river. Below that, we have the Fairway Water Level view, an essential tool for monitoring water levels in critical sections of the river. Lastly, the Vessel Tracking view shows whether a vessel can reach its destination by monitoring its movements in real time. Now, let's begin with the Route Planner. This tool enables users to input the starting along with the ending location of a navigation by choosing the corresponding nodes. All necessary vessel information, such as the CEMT type, length, width, height, draft, load, and speed, are filled in the provided form. By clicking on the Find Route button, the simulation model is called, giving us insights on the alternative ways of navigation. Once the simulation is ready, a table is displayed showing the most efficient transportation option between the two points. It evaluates multiple transport modes, rail, road, or vessel, based on key performance indicators such as CO2 emissions, cost, distance, and lead time. This helps users make data-driven decisions for the most efficient and sustainable travel options. Next, we focus on the Fairway Navigability view. In this view, users input the specifics of a vessel and activate the navigability model. This model considers the water level thresholds at designated sites and incorporates real-time water level measurements from sensors installed at those locations. The model then evaluates whether the specific vessel can navigate the fairway sections of the river based on these inputs. To illustrate this further, and due to the fact that the real-time water levels are actually normal, we will demonstrate a scenario where we artificially increase the draft value to an unrealistic level. This change will alter the navigability color on the map, highlighting the impact of drought conditions on vessel navigation capabilities. Moving on to the Fairway Water Level view. When this option is selected, the map populates all available sensors and fairways. Users can hover over each sensor displayed on the map to quickly check the water level thresholds and the most recent 2-hour window of measurements. Additionally, a detailed table appears on the left panel, listing all the sensors along with information such as the region, the most recent measurement value, and the exact timestamp of that last reading. For a more in-depth analysis, the user can click on any sensor from the table, which opens a line chart. This chart visually represents three key metrics: the upper threshold, the lower threshold, and the real-time water level measurements over the last 2 hours. If any of the sensors detect an abnormal value, the digital twin alerts the user by changing the color of the affected fairways on the map, ensuring immediate visibility of potential issues. Lastly, we turn to the vessel tracking view. Upon selection, both vessels and fairways are displayed on the map, providing a comprehensive overview of traffic in the waterway. Each vessel is color-coded according to its ability to reach its destination, giving users a quick visual indicator of the vessel's status. It's worth mentioning that this view is currently a mock-up and will be enriched with further functionality as we integrate more models that are still in development into the digital twin.